Prince, the most beautiful girl in the world on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. Now it's time for this.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed Finn is here with Travel Talk.
Good morning,
back from
Robbie.
His travels. Did you get away last week? Cause
no, I didn't.
It's one of the few weeks you've actually stayed in the country. What are you like?
That is a holiday for me, by the way. Staying in the country. It's called Netflix. And it's called the lemon tree up the road, right? But I'm actually heading off, would you believe it, tomorrow, Robbie. I'm heading off to Venice. Hopefully, in fact, I was flying over with Ryanair to Treviso and there's been an announcement of a bit of a strike.
So
some of these strikes are small unions and da-da-da, but I have no, I have nothing to tell me anything yet. So it's an afternoon flight. So hopefully, Robbie, I will see Venice and die tomorrow. But so it'll be lovely. So I haven't been to Venice for years, actually, Robbie. And,
I've never been. I believe it's fantastic.
Yeah, and the Biennale that they do every 2 years, this big art festival thing is on. So it's like €25 for a ticket and you can go. It's massive.
Will you be there for that?
I'm going to try and go to that. I'm hoping to go to
strikes
it, right?
Permitting.
Depends how the lunches go, you know. But I've booked a few nice little lunches and, you know, Harry's Bar, of course. You have to have a Bellini in Harry's Bar. And I booked a great little walking tour for €14, which is actually not bad. My sister and her husband are going over as well. But I'll tell you all about it when I come back. I'll see. She's doing a serenade thing on a gondola, but I'm not doing that.
thank God. I mean, I suppose the internet look has revolutionised the travel industry. And back in the day when we used to have a travel agent on every street corner, we could nip in and get last minute bargains, holidays that didn't sell well for a song. But those days are gone, aren't they?
I mean, there are deals going on out there. I was talking to a travel agent during the week and he was telling me, in fact, that with a lot of the stuff going on with people at talk about the airports and queues and bags, and, you know, you see what they've tried to do there in Heathrow with the cap now on the number of passengers. They're trying to cap it at 100,000 a day. What's happened is a lot of people have cancelled holidays, Robbie, would you believe? There are a few deals. A friend of mine got a deal to Malta during the week for £405 for two people per person. It's funny, you know. I mean, there's never any harm to ring up the travel agent because they do have their fingers on the pulse. And I think nowadays more than ever, right? Like, the travel agent is invaluable, actually. Because if you do a lot of stuff on the internet now, you're kind of a bit out there on your own, really. You know what I mean? So it's very volatile, the situation.
So you've got some bargains for people who want to stay in Ireland who maybe are thinking, oh, it's going to be so expensive to book a hotel. There are bargains out there.
Yeah, a bit of a challenge. Actually, a friend of mine, Sarah Slattery, she was a travel agent and she's now got the travelexpert.ie and she's very good on local stuff and family holidays and staycations. But I was chatting to her and a bit of a challenge really to decide, you know, to have deals here, because we've been hearing about gouging and, you know, massive prices, and I've experienced it myself, like people getting charged mad money for like overnight. So she's put a few together and I was looking at them there, right? Now, for example, just to give you an idea, I'll just give you a few of them there that are really nice. The Hardiman Hotel in Galway, which is very nice. They're doing two nights bed and breakfast, one dinner, and a glass of Prosecco as well on arrival. Now, this is lovely because, you know, you're very near. Galway is fabulous for nightlife. It's great. Beautiful beaches there. Connemara, of course, and Galway, a great place. That is for €294 per person. And just to give you dates, that would be in July. And again, in August, €284 on various dates. Now, they call that, Robbie, the Sweet Summer Staycation.
Yeah.
Now, and you have to book that direct via their website.
Like, that's good for July, isn't it?
It is, and August. Yeah. I mean, you know, two nights with a dinner and a glass of Prosecco per person, it's not bad at all.
No.
I mean, you know, when you divide that by two. But interesting, Donegal, of course, which is also fantastic. The Redcastle Hotel, which is on the Inishowen Peninsula. Now, that's €79 per person. 1,000 per night, right, which is very good. And the Radisson Blue in Letterkenny, 75 per person. Now, both of those hotels are 4-star, and that includes breakfast as well. Now, that's very
good
per
person.
It is, absolutely. The Radisson is very good, and the Red Castle also very nice. And that, they both have spas as well. So if you want to treat yourself, that's actually very, very nice. Another place that I love as well, right, Kilkenny, fabulous place.
Carol Dooley would agree with you.
She would indeed, yeah, the medieval capital. Great fella down there has a company called Shenanigans Walk Tour, right? Walking, and he does these great tours. If you look up Shenanigans Walking Tours, but he's a magician as well, so he does all sorts of magic tricks.
Can you imagine?
He make
you
disappear. He make you disappear on the walking trip. But Mount Juliet, I suppose, which is really, really gorgeous place, part of the Blue Book as well, Robbie. They're doing bed and breakfast early August from 134 per person, and in fact I specifically looked at the 28th of August, they're doing 96 per person. Now again, there's two residences there. You have the original Georgian Manor, and then you have the very kind of cool Hunter's Yard. So that's a great deal, because the Hunter's Yard, and that includes breakfast, and I stay there myself as well. Now of course they have the Michelin star Lady Helen restaurant, so if it was an occasion and you wanted to treat yourself, that's really great. Probably one of the best afternoon teas I've ever had.
Really?
Mount Juliet. Absolutely. The
real
deal.
What sort of money are you talking for afternoon tea?
I think it was 28 or 30 euros
which
or something.
Which is good, yeah.
But it was fabulous. You know, it was, and you were looking out onto the gorgeous vista where they have the
horses
there.
I think my wife
there.
Has had afternoon tea there. She was praising
it. It's very good. And listen, just one last one. A very nice place that I stayed in last year. Up in Derry, right? Now, it's come on in leaps and bounds, Derry. It's a fantastic city as well. And of course, you can get the train. In fact, you can get the train all the way up if you want to, up from Belfast, and catch the train. The journey from Coleraine over to Derry, Michael Palin said it was one of the most beautiful train journeys he ever did. But again, it's very, because it hugs the coast, and of course you have beautiful beaches there. But the Bishopsgate Hotel there, it's 5-star, and it really is 5-star. Beautiful spot in Derry. 31st of July, Robbie, 105 euros per person per night. Now again, that is one of the most, Derry's one of the most beautiful cities, with the beautiful medieval walls. Bishopsgate, of course, is within the walls, right? So it's a really great deal. So have a look at that.
What's the website we go to?
If you go on to Sarah, it's the Travel Expert.
The Travel Expert.
And I always love to give Sarah a shout out, because she puts a lot of work into it, and she saves me a lot of work as well, because I'm able to come on and tell.
Well, if she can save us a few bob while she's at it, why not?
Yeah, brilliant. And I think, you know, it's good to see that value is out there, Robbie, you know, because a lot of people were, a few people from the Hotel Federation were going mad during the week, because of course we do hear always the bad stuff, and there is a lot of people that have
tried, you got to dig around a bit for the bargain, don't you?
Absolutely, and there is good value out there, definitely. So
great.
Enjoy the staycations, lads.
Ed Finn off on his travels to Venice, hopefully fingers crossed you'll get away and you'll be with us next week.
Just one cornetto, Robbie.
Back on Travel Talk right here on Saturday Live.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.